Conversation you're about to hear between myself and Zach Lyman was a part of a live event I hosted through the Podcasters Connections Facebook group. So if you're not a part of that and you want to be a part of our live events, basically what they entail is a featured speaker like you're about to hear talking about a subject about podcasting that's going to make you better. We go from everything from imposter syndrome to how to edit better to obviously today we're going to talk about the marketing aspect of podcasting. We do these live. You can ask your Q&A, which you'll hear at the end. And then we have a time for you to get to know other podcasters around you who are on the same journey as you. We have networking afterwards where we'll break out into small groups and you can meet your peers, ask questions from myself, from each other, and get to know each other. So if that sounds like something you're into, go to facebook.com/groups/podcastersconnections. Again, that's facebook.com/groups/podcasters with an S at the end, connection. You'll find us there. Otherwise, you can just email me at jace@perfectmypodcast and I'll point you there as well. Enjoy.
Zach, I'll let you kind of introduce yourself and take it from here.
Yeah. Hey, I am Zach Lyman. I've been doing stand-up comedy for 12 years. I've been podcasting since 2015. And something crazy happened. Well, something crazy happened today that I'm celebrating, talking about a big win. My podcast was just mentioned in Vulture Magazine as podcasts are listening to. And so that... found that news out maybe like an hour ago, and it's been crazy. It's been a crazy day because of that. Yeah. So yeah,
have you checked your stats since then?
Yeah, well, I woke up this morning, and the first thing I always do is I check my stats, and I saw this big bump, and I was like, wow, I don't know what's, you know, that's great. Yeah. And then my Twitter started blowing up where people were like retweeting and stuff like that. And that's where I found out, like, they were retweeting where they mentioned me in the comedy podcast they're listening to this week. So that's
so cool.
Yeah, very, very cool. So yeah, since I've been doing the Zach Lyman podcast since 2015-ish, on and off, and I've had some good successes, being in the top 80 on iTunes, being mentioned in New and Noteworthy. And in that time, I've done, I think, every avenue of podcasting, where I've done, like, had sponsors, gone with, like, the idea of, like, creating merch and having merch sponsor the show instead. And then right now we don't have any sponsors because I was just in growth mode and I just wanted to get better at being consistent with my podcast. And that's, you know, in the last 2 years, I've really been pushing the podcast and it's really been showing. So consistency is huge for me. Yeah.
And awesome.
Yeah.
So what have you been doing from like a social media standpoint to, you know, now to where you are now?
Yeah. You know, I've been talking about this a lot lately, but I'm leaning away from doing any of the audiogram stuff. I'm leaning away from doing any like those type of where it's just a picture and then the moving audio file thing, like that many of us do. And I'm always, because I'm just trying to make mine stand out. And I feel like now that more people are introduced to podcasting, they're seeing those things more often. And so I'm doing things like what I'm doing to promote my show right now is I'm doing it on Zoom with my guests. And then I take that file and then I put it into a video editor and I just take a 10-second clip and I put the guest on top and me on the bottom and I just clip those so they're really next to each other. So it fits vertically for like TikTok and Instagram Reels and YouTube Short. And I'm doing that and having like a 10-second that like really explains. Like, I think one of the best ones I've done lately was when I had David Rodriguez on, who very great comedian, but he's also now a comedy club owner. And so his 10-second grab was, I'm David Rodriguez and on Thursday I will be opening a comedy club. And I thought that was just like the cleanest way to like really talk about the whole episode. And so I'm creating things like that to promote, and we're seeing tons of success on Instagram Reels with it. TikTok, it's up and down. with those. I don't think TikTok's really a big fan of podcasting style stuff with that. Then I'm seeing some on YouTube Shorts. So those are the main for like, hey, I'm getting you in with that. And then also just kind of doing breakdowns. Like another TikTok that I've been doing is if I feel like I'm having a good discussion, I can continue that discussion on a TikTok where I go, hey, I just had so-and-so on as a guest. We talked about the subject. Here's some afterthoughts, or here's my takeaway, or here's – so I'm making content that's featuring or I'm mentioning back to an episode, but it's not really the episode. And I feel like those – like I did a few about comedy and about comedy writing that really went well that got tons of views. And I think one of them has like 6,000 views on YouTube Shorts from that. So, those are like my angles. And, I'm also a big fan of Facebook ads. So, if you're looking
to spend before we get into Facebook ads, Scott did have we'll get there, but Scott had a question on how you make those videos. He said he was looking at some of them on TikTok, YouTube Shorts. What do you use?
Yeah, so I use DaVinci Resolve, which is a free editing software. I've been video editing for the last, I don't know, like 10, 15 years or something. So I've used Final Cut and I've used Adobe Premiere. But I wanted to find something that was free that I could learn because of exactly moments like this where I'm telling someone else and I can easily be like, I really do stand by DaVinci Resolve and it's very easy to edit on. And all I do is I make two copies of that video that Zoom gives you. And then I just crop one of the guests and I crop one of me and then I just move them on top of each other into the vertical timeline.
Do they have a phone app and computer or is it one or the other?
I think it's just a computer app. I also edit a lot of stuff on InShots on my phone. I think that's the best iPhone app I've used for video editing.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. So thanks for answering that. Let's get into the Facebook ads, what you were going to say there.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of like what I'm known for, like outside of podcasting is helping people with their Facebook ads and create. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's, I've worked in marketing for 10 years and I always lean back to Facebook ads, even right now where like all the changes are happening with Apple and stuff, still having great success with people that I'm working with on their Facebook ads. So if you're looking to spend some money to get some good popular growth outside of all the free marketing, I think for podcasters, I think Facebook ads are probably the best. And it's as simple as you could spend $50 an ad. I just think you need to keep in mind that it should be $5 to $7 a day minimum and then go from there. So that's really in my mind. I tell someone, if you're around for 3 days, you know, do $15 to $20 or something. I'm not telling you.
Why do you have it? Like, why would you say a $5 to $7 minimum, say then a $1?
Yeah. Cause a lot of people that do the $1 and I've seen this, it just doesn't even get anywhere. Like Facebook doesn't prioritize your $1 a day ad. I really see there's a real sweet spot between $5 to $10. And I've worked with like large companies and we were even doing $5 to $10 on certain ads for certain ways that they're running it. Because it's just a real sweet spot. It's going to get the return. Cause what you want is you want to really get shown. And in the first couple of days, it's going to get all the low hanging fruit. So if you're only running it for a few days and you have a limited budget, you really need to ramp it up, throughout the few days and really get it shown because also, people may need to see it more than once. And so Facebook will give you that of how often it's been shown to someone. And you want to make sure that at least everyone in that audience is seeing it. And when you're doing large audiences like comedy podcasting, it's hard to get seen unless you're doing 5 to 10 minimum. So,
okay. So talk to us then about like, where are you pointing people with the ad? What's like a good content and that kind of
stuff? Yeah. Well, that's another great advice that I got early on was actually in stand-up comedy. I was talking to a club booker and I was asking about getting booked more. And he said, I won't book a comedian that doesn't have a website because I don't think they're taking it seriously. And I feel like that comes across as listeners with podcasts, where it's like listeners or guests, where you should have a good website and really take the time to build out that website. You know, you can build it yourself on Shopify. I mean, there's tons of ways to go about that. Yeah. But I think if you're going to, like, if you want Kevin Hart on your podcast, you're going to want to send him like a legit website instead of just like a Facebook page being like, yeah, you know, it's a thing we do. We're joking, you know? And so I think like that's a good step one. So you could create the ad, and if your website's great, send them to the website. But I've also done, like, there was one month that I was trying all kinds of ads because I wanted to really get to know what works for me personally. And so in that month, I sent them to Spotify. I sent them to iTunes. I sent them to my website. Like every ad I did a different send them to. Right now, personally, I'm pushing everyone to Spotify because I've done the charts in iTunes. I've been in the top 80. I've been a new noteworthy, but I don't have any credit, or I don't have any street cred in Spotify. So I'm trying to grow that side of it.
Yeah.
You know, so
are you seeing like the results from that, or is that just something that you're starting now?
I'm seeing the results, but it's very early on. Like, you know, I've only been on Spotify for like maybe a year now. So it's nowhere near, like, my iTunes is like 80% of my listens. So like when I look at the pie, it's just like Spotify is not even on there. It's just like such a blip compared to iTunes. But I'm seeing it, and I'm really liking the feature of being able to share, it into an Instagram story and being able to do that. So I think Spotify is really kind of helping with marketing. Like, they're really understanding, and iTunes is a little behind, but they keep announcing that they're going to be doing more stuff down the line. So me personally, I'm putting everyone to Spotify because I can see my subscriber numbers. I can kind of get good demographics. And iTunes, it's like I have a following on there, but I don't know the numbers. Yeah. I have no idea of any of the numbers. So it helps me guide, and it is growing. And I think the new realm of podcasting is going to be Spotify. And then all of us that have been doing it for a while are very much iTunes type of people. So I think there's something to be said about that in the future.
Sure. So where are you sending them to in Spotify? Is it like just your kind of, is it a specific episode page or just your general podcasting page?
Like right now, like if I was going to start an ad today, I would take one of those Instagram reels that I make. I'd take something like that, and then I would run it as an ad, and I would really promote it to people that are like that audience. You know, like let's say it's David Rodriguez, and he's been on Just the Laughs Comedy Festival in Montreal. So I find people that enjoy that on Facebook ads, and then I build out to like people that enjoy comedy clubs because he's a comedy club owner, and then I would send them to directly that episode on Spotify, iTunes, or maybe my website, just directly to that. So they're getting into what they need. But I've also run ads where it's like more of my logo. And I think brand awareness ads are very important, you know, because sometimes people need to see things multiple times. So maybe they saw the David Rodriguez episode and they weren't into it. So then I run another ad where I'm like, hey, I interview all kinds of people, and this is about the show, and this is about me.
Sure.
And then I send them directly to the website and gain that brand awareness, because I think the next level after that, I'm always like 3 months out. So the next month out, I would run an ad for retargeting of all the people that saw all those ads, retargeting because it's easier to get them.
Got it. Cool. Scott has a question. Does video perform better than like an image or a picture on Facebook ads?
I would say 70% of the time, yes. And but here's what I do. Like if you're trying out ads, if you're like unsure of like what to pick, like anytime I get a new client or work with them, the first thing I do is I'll create 5 different ads. I'll create a video ad, a picture ad, and then a mixture of like those, right? So I get 5 of them going on Monday. And then by Wednesday, I look and I see what's not performing and I turn those off. So I don't spend any more money. I don't waste any more money. And so then maybe I'm down to 3 ads.
Yeah.
And then by the next Monday, I have the winner. And then I maybe start over again with that winner plus 4 more. But I say that because ads can really be throw everything at the wall and see what sticks. I've worked with large companies that think this is their avenue. They're like, we always, these are our audience. And then I've shown them some numbers that have blown them away of like, oh, I didn't realize 35-year-olds that own yachts are my clientele. And I go, yeah, I didn't know either until we ran and we found that out. And it's like a new avenue for them that gets them that good cost per click. So I would say start off with that of like just 5 ads you really like. You can even go on Fiverr and have someone, a stranger, make 5 ads. So you're getting their point of view on your podcast or what you're promoting, and then run those for a week and then have at least, but again, you have to run those at like $5 to $10 a day. And then by the next Monday, you'll have some good analytics to tell you which direction to go.
So are you talking $5 to $10 per ad per day or
Cause when I like telling, let's say I set all of them to $50, right? I like telling Facebook that I'm about to spend all this money, right? And then within 24 hours, I cancel most of those, you know, like, so they're like, yeah, let's show all these. They're, you know, it fits our demographic. It's got the money out there. He's actually going to spend. And then I pull the sheet back from them and I go, no, we're only running these 3. And then by Monday, it's going to be boom, you know, less.
Yeah. So Alexi wants to talk about LinkedIn. We'll get to that in just a second. But I have one follow-up question with the targeting on Facebook.
Yeah.
Do you target like people that listen to podcasts or like how is it that doesn't matter at all? How do you do that?
Well, I actually wrote like a whole ebook about this because I feel like I could talk 5 hours about targeting and Facebook. So like, believe me, I'll speak at conventions about Facebook marketing and I will be up there and it'll be like an hour has gone by and I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. I just got into the whole of it. So the quickest way I could say this is that, like if I'm going to build an audience to target from scratch, I'm going to go wide range of ages, right? I'm going to go male, female, everyone. And then I'm also going to go very vague and wide with like comedy podcasts, maybe find comedians that I'm like, or, you know, if your industry is different, find people that you're like that are in there that Facebook can suggest and just build it up where it says the audience size is millions, right? Just go super wide. And then after you're running for a week, you're going to know that 18 to 25 year olds clicked more. You're going to know that those 18 to 25 year olds, 25 to 30 year olds listened to your podcast. And you're just going to look at those numbers until you start dwindling it down to the point where it's like smaller and smaller. And it's okay if you go too small because you now did all those steps, you can go back up wider. So you can make those adjustments from going wide to small. It's always, for me personally, it's always if I go too small right away, it's like, where do I go from here? So I look at all those analytics and throughout, I give like a month of running those ads where I'm like, this is exactly the person. And then I can see who actually, if you're selling merch, like who buys the merch, what are their age ranges. So not only like a good cost per click, but like what's a real good conversion? Yeah. You'll get those numbers and then just retarget them for as long as you can. So.
How do you track someone who listened to your podcast from the ad?
Yeah,
like that's where like that they click Spotify, and then they listen.
Spotify is helpful because like Spotify will give you the age ranges and stuff like that. So if you're starting at, I mean, this is something for podcasts. It's very hard for podcasting where it's like you almost want to start with 0 listeners because then you know for a fact they all came from the ad. But like, you know what I mean? You're like, well, there's more listeners than yesterday. So, it's hard for podcasters that like really listen, but like I look at like who's buying the shirts, who's commenting, and who's like sending me those messages being like, hey man, great podcast. You know, I'm paying attention to like what are those people into? Like, what are their hobbies? Mm. What is their age range? Like, what are they doing? Yeah. You know, because those are the people that are really active. So it's like, maybe they didn't all come from the ad, but like, this is my audience overall. So it's like, you know, as you, like, at this point, I know what my audience is, and now kind of like funnel with that knowledge, trying to funnel through. But again, with podcasting, any listen's great. If it's a 65-year-old grandma that accidentally opened the iTunes app, I'm thankful. I'll send her a Christmas card. You know, that's what I I appreciate. So like,
so the next question is, how do you get her mailing address?
Well, you get her onto a newsletter, and then you get her on a drip campaign, and then three drip campaigns in, you go, hey, what's your birthday? What are you getting me into? You know, that's
cool. We'll get into LinkedIn, but the ebook that you mentioned, is that marketingbeaver.com/ebook?
Yeah, that is. Yeah, that's
cool. I just put it in the chat. All right. So LinkedIn, have any experience with LinkedIn social media marketing?
Yeah, I'll be totally transparent. I'm not an expert in LinkedIn. That is partially because for the last like 5 years, I've really focused on Facebook and Instagram ads. But I will tell you that super helpful. Definitely you can run the ads, but the cost per click, it's almost like all my clients and stuff, it gets scary where it's like, you better be selling. I think you're selling something a high ticket. That's okay. Mm-hmm. Like if you have a class or a course or something like that, you're okay with spending that $4 a click. It works for you. So if your podcast is for businesses and you need more businesses to be involved, or you're selling your service through your podcast, advertise on LinkedIn. You know, I videos do very well. Again, you're probably making a lot of the same content these days. Like a lot of things are kind of melding together, not like how they were 5 years ago. But it's going to be like, I've ran ads that are like, $3 to $4 to $5 per click on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. But if that's each one of those is conversion and they buy your $8,000, $100, $800 course, whatever it is, that's totally worth it. So it's hard for me to really tell podcasters, if you're just trying to get listeners and you're not really trying to like sell an end product, I still lean towards Facebook for that.
Sure. Cool. But principles are the same. It's just a little higher cost per click, but it might be worth it because LinkedIn gives you different targeting, like job seniority, those kinds of stuff. So, or maybe, just thought came to my head, could you potentially do an ad for like potential sponsorships for your podcast if you're at that point to like certain industries?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I like. I think there's certain angles, but I think you have to be, I think you should really look at it as, I'm not just running an ad. You should be like, I'm doing an ad campaign. Like there is an end reason why, and it's larger than I'm just trying to grow my fan base. I 100%. Yeah. Cause I do LinkedIn ads. I've done LinkedIn ads. Not my favorite, not where I allocate much of anyone's budgets that I've worked with, but definitely I've seen it in results of like they've gotten something from it. So
cool. Alexi says that Facebook in Australia has been banned by all media organizations are banned from Facebook in Australia. That's interesting.
If Facebook ads isn't the way to go, another way I would suggest is, I just read about a guy who was in the news. He spent, last month, he spent $40,000 promoting his podcast on other podcasts. And I think that's
Jordan Harbinger. Jordan Harbinger.
That might have been it. I don't know. I'm terrible at names, but I think that's a wonderful, because what a better way to get listeners than where listeners already are is like a big takeaway. And I've sponsored other ways, and I've totally 100% think that being a guest on other podcasts and being in sponsoring some podcasts, a great way to go. For sure, especially if they're in the same niche as you. That's like amazing.
Yeah. So Do you know, and this is probably going to change from like your podcast to one of your clients, but when you advertise your podcast on Facebook, roughly an average cost per new listen?
No, I couldn't tell you a good number, because I could tell you that like last year I had one podcast episode go really well with an ad. I think the ad and the guest and everything about it was like, I got like a penny per click, and it was like converting crazy amount of plays. But like, that's amazing. And I'm glad that happened, but, that's not happening to every time I run an ad. But I do get like, you know, right now, like when I run ads for my podcast, I get anywhere from 20 cents to 5 cents per click. And, you know, those convert to listens, not 100%, but a good amount, you know. So it's low, but again, let's say I get that crazy pop, it's a penny per click. That doesn't guarantee that they subscribed, and it doesn't guarantee that they're coming back next week. So it's like I run ads testing old episodes that aren't getting the same plays as new episodes, and that's how I kind of like gauge of like bringing the popularity back of old episodes. So
yeah, that's a good way to test. Cool. Well, anybody else have any questions for Zach, or want to share something that maybe they have found really useful when it comes to social media? Now would be your time. Otherwise, we'll go into our breakout rooms and smaller groups and really get to know each other and chat.
Yeah, as someone picks or chimes in, I give one little tip that people seem to really enjoy lately about monetizing. If you're trying to get sponsors for your podcast, an interesting way that I did this years ago, and what I did was I went on Etsy and I found people that were advertising their products on Etsy. And then I personally messaged them and I said, hey, I think this product fits very well with my podcast. I pitched them the podcast. And then I, you know, for $20, I'll put you on this beginning of the episode. And then I would send them like an audio file of like what I want, what I think I should say for the episode. And then I'd plug it in later. And I saw some really good results with that. And that's just another way of reaching small businesses and finding different ways to get monetized.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Last question before we get out. Janelle asks, what about pages versus groups on Facebook? And I'll let Zach to answer that.
That's I was actually talking about this last night with podcasters. Pages are pay to play, 100%. I look at it as the page is just where I spend my money on. It's not getting like real engagement and, you know, stuff like that. And then groups are amazing. Like, I'm part of so many great podcasting groups. And if your podcast, if you feel like you could really cultivate a good interest in a group, totally do it. Totally worth it, because that's how you're going to get into their notifications and get onto people's feeds and just being active. And I think it's a wonderful way to go if you want some free advertisement. And that plus a email list, just perfect. Perfect marketing.
Perfect. Awesome.
Do you want your audio quality to stand out from the crowd? The secret sauce comes down to the mastering process. Mastering your audio can make your podcast stand out and be easy on the ears, but it can also be oftentimes confusing and time consuming. But it doesn't have to be. I use a tool called Remaster Media to make the mastering process quick and easy. And you can hear the difference. So right now I am talking without any mastering to my track. But here is what I sound with the remastered plugin. Again, without remastering right now, they have multiple profiles to choose from. So no matter the voice or music mix, you can find something that makes you proud of your audio. Now again, I'm back on remastered. So I encourage you to check them out and see the difference between how you sound with or without them. They have a plugin for your current editing software or a web application for those who want to try before they buy.